Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to a reflection. Appreciation. Where do you sit on the idea of appreciation? It's right up there with gratitude as a very powerful tool to get the best out of our lives. Gratitude has the capacity to make us stop and think about what we are grateful for, what we're happy about, how life could be worse. When we are grateful for the fact that water comes out of our tap and we have to think about it, particularly if you're in the first world, we have these services and things that happen for us and we take them for granted on many levels, and yet they are there. They are there to be used. And when we have gratitude for them, that is just helps us really see the benefits that we have. But today I want to talk about appreciation, because it's so easy to underappreciate people around us, particularly people. People do things for us or give us a service. They support us in some way. And many times we take those services or those things for granted. But when we truly appreciate someone for what they're doing, not only does it make them realize the service they're offering is good, but it also actually gives them a little lift, makes them feel appreciated, for want of a better word. I noticed this myself recently. I've been doing a lot of practical things for people. My name has got about that I can do practical stuff, and people have been asking me to do bits and pieces for stuff. And it's like I've been doing these things, little jobs in time. And it's like, what amazes me, I enjoy doing them. I love it when I can make someone's life better just by fixing a gate or putting a shelf back on the wall. What I also notice is when they appreciate it, how good it makes me feel. It really makes me feel good. Now, all right, that is a bit of an ego massage for me, but why shouldn't I get a bit of an ego massage? And why shouldn't we share this with other people? So when you get some service that you've really liked, now, obviously, in the many cultures, the idea of good service is you give people the tip. But, you know, I think good words go way beyond the tip. You know, money's money. And in, particularly in the US, it's expected. So it's a bit of a strange one, money. But when you actually tell someone what their service has meant to you, that is a completely different process. I've always had this thing about being really up there with people who give me service, particularly in shops, like people who serve me at counters and things. I always take interest in them and how their day is going and what they're doing. And whenever I actually meet anybody who I'm interacting with at level, I'll often ask them how their day is going and appreciate them as the person they are rather than the person doing the service. Appreciate them for who they are, what they're doing. Ask them a bit more about their lives. You can see it really makes a difference. I've seen people on checkouts, you know, serving people who have got a queue behind them and they're literally running as fast as they can to try and get everyone served, and they don't feel seen. And when someone like me takes the time to kind of see them and acknowledge them for what they do, you can see it makes a difference to their job. It makes a difference to their life. We had an interaction this afternoon with someone on the phone whom we were working with them for quite a while. It was a medical conversation. And at the end of it, I really thanked her for the kindness and service that she offered us. And you could hear it in her voice that she appreciated that I had acknowledged her for how much help she had given us. So who do you need to appreciate? It could be a partner. It could be your work colleagues. And that's the thing. We take work colleagues and partners for granted. Well, how about we appreciate them from time to time and tell them that they're really delighted with this stuff? I did some support work with a local organization, and I walked into one of the storerooms recently and someone had tidied the storeroom up, and it was so beautiful and easy to find things in this space. And I went to them after and said, thank you so much for doing that. You've made my life so much easier. And it's just, you know, really nice to be able to acknowledge them for that. But here's a thing that I want you to consider. You know, acknowledging people around us is really good. Appreciation is really good. But like contribution in the podcast, there are two sides to the coin. I can contribute to the world and I contribute to myself. And that's really important that we contribute to ourselves. Can I appreciate myself? Can I really tell myself that I did well in something? I did that good. I did a good job there. And I can actually say when I acknowledge myself for what I did, appreciate myself for something, it actually makes me feel good. Now, I can't say that was always the case. I can't say I've always been good at appreciating what I do or what I am. And then that is something that we have to learn. I've experienced lots of people who find it very, very hard to acknowledge that they did well in something. In fact, even today, I was out today at a local marathon meeting. I was at the finish. And one of the guys who hadn't been training really well did a cracking time of 3:40 and was not appreciating himself after it. And yet he's had a year of injury and also, and 3:40 is a bloody good marathon time. So it's so easy for us to either look at our past achievements and measure ourselves against that and then be critical and not acknowledge ourselves that we are where we are now. So I think this acknowledgement thing about self-acknowledgement is a very powerful thing to get used to and to work with. It's about loving ourselves at the end of the day, isn't it? When we can love ourselves, appreciate ourselves, same thing in a way, when we can love ourselves for what we do and how we are in the world, it makes us better at what we do. And that's the thing about appreciation. You appreciate someone, they do something better. You appreciate yourself, you do something better. And that's the valid point about it. That's what's so important about this work that we're doing together, this idea of how can we live in this world better? Well, that's it. Appreciate ourselves, appreciate others, and let everybody know that we're doing that. I would love to know how you get on with your appreciations. Is there anyone in your life who you particularly appreciate? Saying that, there's an amazing podcast I want to tell you about. It's called Unsung Heroes. And it literally is people phoning in and telling the podcast host about someone who went above and beyond and did something for them. And it's a lovely, lovely podcast. Very, very short conversation, literally 5-minute podcast about unsung heroes. I will put it in the show notes because I think it is so, so valuable that we do acknowledge people. And that's a great example of people being acknowledged. So I will put that in the show notes. Anyway, if you've got any thoughts on appreciation, do reach out. I'd love to hear them. If you've got any thoughts about how you could appreciate, how you might need support with appreciation of yourself, I'm very happy to have that conversation with you. I mean, as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. And if you like any podcast, you know, share those as well, because that is how this ecosystem grows and how you support other people to find the information they need. And as always, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Thank you for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.